morning, X-Ville. This is Troy from Sundance Books and Music, here to unload another big batch of new tunes in your direction. First up, the Jayhawks. Always welcome to have a new album from the Jayhawks. Paging Mr. Proust is the title of it. Jayhawks, man, these guys were doing Americana and roots music before they were even calling it that stuff. They have been playing their trade for a long time, and, man, they have their classic lineup more or less intact. All the guys from the good Jayhawks lineups are still here, except Mark Olson, who bailed after the first two albums anyway. This new record is produced by Peter Buck, formerly of REM, and Jayhawks frontman Gary Louris. Man, great stuff from the Jayhawks. Great to have a new album from them called Paging Mr. Proust. Also new in the store, a new album that you've been hearing a little bit of on the X right here. It's the Strumbellas with their album called Hope. And the Strumbellas are a six-piece Canadian band that is kind of doing the same kind of bag that the Lumineers and Mumford & Sons have been so successful with. Kind of a real cool mixture of indie rock, country, bluegrass, and just out-and-out pop. Really good stuff, as you well know from the single that they're playing on the X. It's the Strumbellas with Hope. We also have the latest from Graham Nash, who has quite a fantastic pedigree as a founding member of the British Invasion band The Hollies, and then even more famously with Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. But the guy has not really put out a whole lot of solo albums in his very long and illustrious career, so it's nice to have one by him all by his lonesome. It's called This Path Tonight, and it's good to see Graham kind of focusing on his own stuff instead of chipping in and helping Crosby and Stills do their stuff. Yes, indeed. Graham Nash, great new album from him called This Path Tonight. Also new music in the Wayback Machine from Peter Wolf, former Jay Giles frontman, with A Cure for Loneliness. And he's doing kind of a real cool mixture of brand new tunes. And then he's also doing some really cool reinventions of a couple of classic Jay Giles band tunes on here as well, like Love Stinks. Peter Wolf, one of the most energetic frontmen in the biz, and really, really nice album from him called A Cure from Loneliness. Believe it or not, we have a new album by Santana featuring five of the guys from the classic lineup. We're talking Carlos himself, Greg Raleigh on keyboards and vocals, Neil Sean on guitar, Michael Shreve on drums, and Mike Carabello on percussion. And man, it's got everything you want in a Santana record. The really spicy and hot Latin rhythms, Carlos's soaring guitar, and that spirit of adventure that made Santana famous in the first place. This record picking up from the third album when they left off, and this one's called, fittingly enough, Santana 4. Makes perfect sense to me. Last up in the store, it's a kind of a bittersweet item. It's the latest and last record cut by Prince, the purple one. It's called Hit and Run Phase 2. In a year that has been racked with so many deaths in the talent end of the world, this one hoits, I gotta tell you. It hurts to see all of these great musicians leaving the mortal coil behind. And man, Prince starting it up like he always does with some fantastic soul-inspired vocals and the great guitar playing all whipped up into the Cuisinart like Prince did so adeptly and like few others like him were able to do. Hit and Run Phase 2, the latest and last record from Prince. For all these great records and so much more, come on down to the store right on the corner of California and Sierra. For Sundance Books and Music, this has been Troy. Thanks for tuning in to today's Blurb.